Today my guests will be Dick Young, the top sports reporter of the New York Daily News. One particular incident of reporting that has bothered me for some time is the rather famous Boston door-kicking item. I'm going to ask my guest, Dick Young, why a certain sports writer wrote this particular story in his own particular fashion. However, before I pose this question, let's pause for this important message. A sports writer from Boston got a story on a deadline where somebody called him, said that Jackie Robinson kicked a door in. When I questioned him about this particular thing, he asked me, "Did you?" I said, "No." I said, "Well, then why?" No, then he said, "Well, I'm sorry." I said, "Why wouldn't you check me?" He said, "I didn't have time. I was on a deadline." Now, what kind of a sports writer is this, Dick?
Well, I am afraid we are all guilty of that, and times he got it from somebody that he trusted. See? Now, from that day forth, maybe he didn't put that much trust in the fellow he heard it from. But up to that time, he had enough faith in the fellow to take it as gospel. Not having time to check, he said, "Well, this guy's good enough for me. I'm going to go with it." And we all have to make that decision in this business every so often. But I do remember the occasion that you referred to, and if I recall correctly, you fellows were pretty tight-lipped at that time, and even if you were to be asked, I doubt very much if you would have said what was so, because I remember everybody was very mad because we had blown the game and probably the pennant right there that day, and everybody had a pretty good idea. And, of course, much later it came out that Preacher Rowe had kicked the door. But nobody would think that Preacher Rowe would kick a door. They would be much more inclined to think that Jackie Robinson would kick a door, and that's why the story got credence.
Why then, when this fellow found out that it wasn't Jackie Robinson, did he put on a back page of his papers, "Jackie Robinson denies that he kicked the door in"? Doesn't this, shouldn't the writer come out and say definitely when he found out?
In order to accomplish what you want him to accomplish, he would have to go to several other people, get them to say, "No, Jackie Robinson did not." That would be a corroboration of your statement and would be evidence that you did not. But only your word, that is strictly a denial. I know we're getting into semantics here, but the idea is that while you would like to have him say, "I know Jackie Robinson didn't do it," he does not know that. All he knows is that Jackie Robinson said he did not.
No, I'm not asking that. I'm not asking that he says definite that I didn't, but for him to come out and say that I deny it, in the way that he did.
I know, the word deny has gained through the years an odious connotation. It means that maybe it's so and maybe it isn't. Denials don't carry much weight nowadays. In fact, denials are practically confirmations in many respects. And I know that you didn't take too favorably to that. I do think that if he'd gone to other sources and gotten their views, he would have gotten a clearer picture.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Jack, and best wishes to you on your show.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.